This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. For nearly 30 years, Seattle neighborhoods have weighed in on city issues through district councils. There are 13 of them spread throughout the city. But Mayor Ed Murray wants to scrap the current system and try something new.
We have to find out how we reach people who can't go at 7 p.m. to a neighborhood meeting in a community center or a church basement. And for many of our young people, that's not how they meet or socialize at all. But they shouldn't be cut out of the discussion.
Kathy Nyland directs Seattle's Department of Neighborhoods. She told me if you walk into a district council meeting, you won't see much diversity.
It's an older demographic, mostly Caucasian homeowners. That's who's able to participate.
And that's why Nyland wants the city to take a new approach to engage with neighborhoods. She says it's time to widen the circle.
I think the system has worked for some, as is, but what's missing are the following descriptives: equity, inclusive, convenient, and accessibility. And that's what yesterday's action was. This executive order is having those principles applied to how we do outreach and engagement.
And who are you hoping to include into the conversation?
I know we're succeeding when I walk into a room and I don't recognize people. I see new faces. So who we're hoping to engage? We're hoping to engage the people we're currently engaging, as well as the people we're not seeing at the table normally. That could be renters, that could be elders, that could be seniors, that could be youth, that could be underrepresented communities, that could be different cultures. We're hoping to see everyone and anyone participate.
So, Kathy, what would you like to see in a new framework to gather input from the community?
I think I would like to see a more elaborate system, not just something that relies on a community meeting where people go into a community center or a library to talk. I want to see lots of tools available. I would like to have systems where people have the ability to talk to government, but we also create an infrastructure where communities are talking to one another. I would like to see people being able to participate on their own timeline from their own location. That's digital engagement, like not necessarily having to convene at a meeting, but having the online tools to be able to participate. So I don't think there's one tool. I think there's going to be many, many layers to a new system.
There are some neighborhood leaders who are wondering why the city is disconnecting from the system in this way. They don't perhaps think that there is a problem. What would you say to those folks who are not happy about this?
I acknowledge that the system works for some, and that's great. I hope it continues to work for people. We're not taking chairs away from the table. We're actually bringing more chairs in. This is just about sharing information, broadening access, and bringing more people into the conversation.
Some folks listening to this may not be engaged with city government at all. So what's your message to them? Why should this matter to them?
If they're not engaged, I want to know why. Is it because they don't know how, they don't have the tools, or there's just not an interest? I think it's important just to make it easier. So at the end of the day, that's what we're working on, how to make it easier to engage and to get information.
Kathy, you used to be one of those people who would show up on an evening and sit in one of those creaky wooden chairs and talk with the folks about what was going on in your community. And now you work for the city, kind of overseeing how this input process works. How do you feel now that this old way is going away?
That is true. I used to chair the Greater Duwamish District Council and the City Neighborhood Council. So I have a very unique perspective from the inside and I suppose from the outside as well. That's why I take this directive very seriously. I know what works and I also see what doesn't work for so many. When I chaired my council, I was very appreciative of those who could be at the meeting, but I was also very concerned about all of those who couldn't attend the meeting or who didn't even know there was a meeting occurring.
That's Kathy Nyland. She directs Seattle's Department of Neighborhoods. You'll have your chance to weigh in on Seattle's new approach to community engagement. The city begins taking feedback from the public next month. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.